Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, you're listening to Core Dialogues Radio, presented by ID Group, where thought-provoking conversations and thought leaders meet on the air. Every Thursday at 4 p.m., we hit the airwaves with forward-thinking ideas, philosophies, and questions, connecting our listeners to ideas that will get you thinking. The answers are in our studio. Now, here's your host and whole systems branding expert, Dr. Mona.
Hello, and welcome to our first Core Dialogue show. I'm Mona Amadeo, and I'll be your host. I'll be meeting you here every Thursday at 4 p.m. Central to connect you with some really cool people. Some of them are friends of mine. Some of them are friends I want to have. So we'll be talking a lot about business. We'll talk a lot about community and life, mainly bringing you ideas that we hope you will find interesting, but more importantly, things that I think that we want you to be able to use in your life and in your business. So we've been thinking about doing this program, oh goodness, probably for a couple of years. And when the good folks here at Business Radio X approached us about coming on and starting this, we decided, well, maybe it's time to stop thinking and to do it. So here we are. We're going to do it. And we're really, really excited to be here and to get everything kicked off and hopefully bring you something that you're going to find really exciting and valuable to you. So here we are. And the idea was, so what are we going to do for this first program? So we really thought it would be a good idea to spend the time sharing with you a little bit about what this program's all about. Who are we? You know, what's our background? What's our hopes for the program? And since I can't interview myself, I thought, since Keith, you were the person who kind of prodded us into this, I thought, let's bring Keith on. And I know he'll have some exciting, or not exciting, but interesting, probably exciting too, Keith, ideas to share with you. But also, he's going to be here as my little safety net in case I punch the wrong buttons or do the wrong thing. So you'll pull me out of the fire.
I got your back.
Yeah, I know
you're. Yeah, we'll be okay.
You've got my back. So, you know, originally when I thought about bringing Keith on, and I'm happy you're here, and so welcome. I guess I should have said that to be.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm here.
Welcome,
we're good
Keith.
To go.
Welcome, Keith. So when I thought about this, I really thought you'd be the best person. You've talked to me a little bit about what we want to do with this program. So I thought this would be a good conversation for us to have. But, you know, interestingly, I was walking this morning.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about the
You were hustling. You were more than walking. You were hustling.
Yeah, you saw me this morning.
I thought, look at the Mona. She's getting her workout. You're going.
Well, over the 4 miles that I walked this morning, I started thinking about you. And I remember some of our first conversation. And I thought, you know, Keith really represents the spirit of the kind of person that we want to give ideas to. You know, this kind of entrepreneurial spirit that you have, this kind of can-do attitude. So I thought, you know, it'd be really interesting for me, and I think for our listeners, to just start out with learning a little bit about you. And,
sure.
And I think my basic question is, how does a chef
end up in this world, right?
How did you get here?
Yeah.
How did you get here, Keith?
So this is a story that I love telling that is still being told. So it will eventually be the legacy, I think, that's going to be left.
It's lore, right?
Yeah. I've been a chef for 25 years and will always be a chef. I'll always have the food, and the restaurant industry can never leave. It's a disease, right? It sticks with you. But I stepped out of that realm long enough to quiet my head and really kind of figure out that maybe there's some other things out there that I want to do. And so I started a brand called Foodie Life, which was just telling the stories of all of the just wild craziness that comes with that industry. And through that, I ended up, going on air with Business Radio X when they were here scouting. And Stone Payton, who's my business partner now and also part owner of that, we went on, had a great interview. And by the time we were done talking, I had been offered a Foodie Life correspondent job to do the foodie piece for when they came. And about 3 or 4 phone calls later, Stone and I decided this would be a really good idea here. And like you, I wanted to get my finger on everything that was going on. I wanted to be part of that sort of entrepreneurial spirit. It's always been something inside of me, I think. It's, probably another disease in some people's worlds.
It's definitely a disease.
Yeah, but, and I had the being a chef and working in the culinary industry, you either sink or swim, right? So I had the, I'm not going to fail and let's just go do something. And then it was really exciting to me because it was new and it was fun. And, a lot of the last 3 to 4 years of my culinary career had gotten me traveling a lot. So I'd lost connection with here in town in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, I'd been so connected in a lot of the things I was doing, whether it was Leadership Pensacola or just some of the organizations I was with or the Masons or whatever. And so I was like, man, I just need to get plugged back in, right? And I did really quick. So we set up Business Radio X in like 2 months. We came out of the gate swinging. I had guests booked for 4 solid months before mm-hmm. we even started. And as I did that, I started listening. I became a real good conversationist, which I wasn't a conversationalist, I guess is the right word. Mm-hmm. And I realized that probably wasn't a skill I didn't realize I had, like actually listening to people tell you what they do. Mm-hmm. And through all of that was like, man, there's some really neat things going on here. And then I started realizing, I had this epiphany one day that, first of all your income does not have to come from one source, right? Like that's the entrepreneurial thing to break, right?
It's all about.
It doesn't have to be a 2 week paycheck every day. And that's a huge blockage for a lot of people.
It is.
And I got through that. It was, I swear it was like hark or angels singing behind me when the notion hit, but that turned me from listening to what a lot of people do and what their businesses are to really realizing that I can help in a lot of different ways. So then I sort of became this, I don't know, a guy that knew how to locate things from time to time and a person who could get to that 10,000 foot view and really get outside of the box, which I'll have to totally give credit to the culinary world. Like you don't have a box.
Yeah, you can't be in a box.
You can't. Yeah. You might as well just throw it away and go with it. And so through doing that, through hearing what people do for their business and how they make their living and really getting into a lot of the things that were going on in this community, I also started hearing a lot of where I knew struggles were with startup businesses or even businesses that have been here a long time. And I am by no way any marketing guru or branding expert such as yourself. But when you really listen to people mm-hmm. and you hear what's inside and what's going on, and I knew that I had skills that could probably help them. And so that's what got me here. And so Business Radio X is now we're kicking butt. And I know Stone's going to be happy to hear that, but we're helping people just get the word out on who they are and what they do.
Yeah.
And we're providing a platform that nobody else does. I mean, all the other news and the other radios and media stations, they've got commercials, you've got interruptions, you've got, you know, drama that gets created to sell and all that.
Yeah.
We are a pro-business earned media platform. We are simply here to talk about business, which for me is fun because I have what we now title is entrepreneurial ADD, which allows me to, I do not have to do just one thing anymore,
yes.
right? I can do 500.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can do 500 different things right now. So that's what's happened. And through all of that and meeting a lot of people, some that I already knew, some that I didn't know, and seeing all these other businesses in this community, like has just launched me into not only a big pride, right?
Yeah.
Because Pensacola went from tumbleweeds down Palafox to like, coming out of the gate, yeah,
it's,
like kicking butt.
Place.
And there's this movement going on here where people have stopped doing the old traditional competitive, you know, I don't want to do business with you because you're in the same league. Or it's now this huge collaboration of we're all here to make everything better. All boats rise with the rising tide, right? And I really got into that. Like,
and I think there's a lot of new blood here.
Yeah.
A lot of new energy. A lot of people in their 30s and 40s doing what you did. You know, I found when we were talking originally that, you know, you had this whole idea, this corporate, I call them chains.
Yeah.
Right? That you were able to get away from and break out of and
deprogram.
And yeah, and deprogram. And it takes and we're seeing that here in Pensacola where people are coming here and you know, really starting some cool, you know, cool ideas.
Right.
So I think that's it. It's interesting that you kind of got to Radio X the way I got to you.
Yeah.
You know, we were doing the interview for Brand on Us,
was such a cool concept.
Yeah. It's a wonderful program. For those of you who don't know, it's a program we started at ID Group, probably about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Where we take, one small not-for-profit here in Pensacola and do a complete rebranding, for that client.
Yeah.
And it's a competitive thing. People use RFP. We use an RFP process. And yeah, so we were here doing the interview with three or four of our brand owners.
We had a pretty full house. It was a smaller studio.
That was probably your first and biggest, right?
Yeah.
You said your largest.
I think it was probably only the first or second time we actually had to break out the fifth microphone.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Yes, you did. And I think what's really cool about what we're doing here, what you do, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here and to be a part of this.
This is weird. I've never been on this side.
I know.
Of the microphone.
I love it. And Adam was like, okay, I'm in charge. But you know, what's really cool about what you're doing is probably symbolic of what I think it's all about in business. You know, when you get people together, when you share ideas, when you kind of remove all of the barriers of me against you, somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose, amazing things really happen. And I think, you know, that's what we're trying to do here with Core Dialogues Radio, is to really bring interesting people together. And
It's amazing what happens.
And, you know, you don't ever know. I'm not sure where your ideas came from, but I can tell you from my business, which I've been doing for about 27 years now, I'm not sure how I got there. Mm-hmm. It was just small ideas along the way, right? Listening to different people. Mm-hmm. So it was really, that's what we're hoping here, is we'll bring a lot of different ideas together, people together, and maybe we'll spark the next great idea, right? The next great.
I believe it. Like right now, as we're recording this, somebody in this world is creating the next best thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So yeah. I would love to be on that plane of coming up with the next best idea. And it, one of the things I got to tell you, that when we did your interview with the brand on us stuff, was the way that you worked and the way that the non-for-profits talked about the process of just completely deconstructing themselves and their brands or what they thought were their brands and starting over from a completely different place was huge.
From their values.
Was huge.
And, you know, that's one of the things when I know in the intro it talks about whole systems branding. And really all of the guests that we're going to have over the next several weeks will be people who personify not only their skills and expertise around things like employee engagement and sustainable community engagement, leadership development, strategy, a lot of things around that, but it's also about this concept, this sense that if we consider what's possible, it is possible.
Yeah.
Rather than having this negative, woe is me, the world's coming to an end, oh God, I can't make it. But rather, these people are going to bring a perspective to the table that says, you know, we set a goal. We looked at what could be. Yes, we were not being Pollyannish, but we looked at what could be. And because we were willing to do that, they've done some really great things. And what we want to do, much like you, you know, from you're doing it, right? So there are people who sit around and talk about it.
But it's working.
I always describe it. I describe it as sometimes I feel like I'm swinging through the jungle and I'm just hoping the next vine's there, right? I'm hoping the next vine's there. But I think the big piece of what we're wanting to do is through my life and my career, I've had an opportunity to meet some amazing people. Some here in Pensacola.
Yeah.
Contrary to what most people think, you know, we are not the backwoods, right? We've got some amazing things happening here.
I think that was probably one of the biggest like things of excitement for me as we were interviewing people for the show, was how much talent and awesomeness and variety and just out of the box kind of ideas and stuff that was going on right under your nose that you didn't even know about.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, for instance, we're going to have one of the engineers or I guess creative thinkers from IHMC on. And, you know, these people are doing world-class. And you're talking about, if you want to talk about creating innovation teams, you go over there. They are doing some just amazing, amazing work. And, you know, I fell into the same kind of situation I think so many people do when we started making the list of people to ask to be on the program. My immediate thing was to go to all the people I know outside of Pensacola.
Yeah, right?
And we are. We're going to have some neat people here from all over the country. But it was also when I started thinking about it, I said, oh, how about so-and-so?
Yeah.
And so we feel that it's going to be a great opportunity to showcase some of the real thinkers and real, not just thinkers, but doers in Pensacola, but also around the country.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I think because we've talked about some of the guests that you have planned, but even though they're outside of Pensacola, they all have ties to Pensacola.
A lot of them do.
Right. You know, and it amazes me. I mean, whether it's the Andrews Institute and you see half of the NFL come through here, right? Or you've got some clients in Chicago that you work with, but they have ties here. And, you know, for the longest time growing up, the only thing I wanted to do was get out of here, right? Because you just want to go explore the world and you think that the grass is always greener. But then I came back here and I was, like I said, the huge pride of just knowing what goes on here now and having my finger on the pulse, obviously through this has been.
Yeah. You've got to see a lot of great stories through here.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
And there's one other thing that you touched on that I think resonates really well with me, but also with the whole branding system, because nobody else does that, right? That's you.
Whole systems branding. Yeah. We created
that. That's you, right?
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
go
us.
For it. Hey, copyrighted, you know, trademarked today.
That is
right?
us. Yes.
Was, you know, one of the things that happened with me when you, and I guess people can call it a midlife crisis or whatever, but you spend so long in one career doing something your whole life and then you switch gears. One of the things that I really found myself doing in hindsight was not only did I switch gears in sort of a very abrupt way, but wherever I went moving forward came from a different place. It came from wanting to have fun, wanting to try something new, wanting to break barriers, wanting to exceed limitations, and wanting to prove to myself that, you know I can do more than just cook a really kick butt steak.
That's pretty
which,
good.
Which, by the way,
by
I
the
can
way,
cook
that's
a
really,
really kick butt steak, right? But in doing that, I think that I have found that's sort of the movement that's going on now. Like, people are operating from a different place.
Yeah. And we're seeing that. And I'll put my pointy hat on for a moment. You know, it's just as a researcher, one of the things that I research is this whole idea of values-based leadership and values-based business. And I think you're right. And this generation of the 30s to 40s and younger, and I would even say as old baby boomers here, you know, the idea of living and working from a place of your values and looking at work not as who you are, but work as how you integrate that within your life and what you're doing. And I think, you know, businesses, and we know this, businesses who look at their business from a standpoint of the way they treat employees, the way that they, their citizenship within their communities, you know, the whole idea that you can make money and at the same time be human.
Yes.
And so I think, you know, and again, a lot of the people that we'll be talking to over the next several weeks, well, that's what they believe that, and they've seen that, and we've seen research show that. That it matters that if you want to attract the best employees, if you want to keep the best employees, then how you treat them and living in a way that you want to be a part of it as an employee.
Yeah.
It's not like you, oh, I got to go to work and I'm punching my time clock. But I think that whole movement, you're exactly correct, that that's what's happening in the world.
And I think even more so is it's beyond, you know, a couple years ago, a lot of the big companies, especially the corporations, started working on employee culture.
Yeah.
Right. But I think it's even beyond that.
Because and what does that mean?
It's so canned.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so one of the things that I heard not too many months ago from somebody who I really enjoyed just learning from was when you reach the sixth stage of the entrepreneur, I guess is what it was labeled as, but you learn that you no longer can sell any product because it's, you are the product, right? And so what we've done that really took that to heart, and a lot of what is behind Business Radio X Studios here in Pensacola, as well as the other entities and ADD entrepreneurial stuff I have, it is that it's not what we do. It's who we are.
You are.
It's who
sure.
we are.
Yeah.
And so, which is probably what just attracted your story, like to come into this, like it totally created that whole reality.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what you all do, and I told you this when we first met, is that I really, really resonated with the way that your ID group works, because that's your basis. That's your foundation.
Yeah. It is all about identity, you know, whether you're a business or an individual.
Right. And beyond
us,
a logo and beyond branding, a sign or a product, it's
exactly.
I know Mona, right?
Yes,
you know what
correct.
I mean? Like that's
that is the brand, right? The brand is your reputation.
Yeah.
And the brand is the sense of who are we? What do? What do we believe in?
Yeah.
You know, what makes us different? What makes us unique? And if businesses don't understand that, then they're not likely to build a strong brand. They're really just a commodity.
Yeah.
Because if you can't really connect to that, then, you know, as a leader, being able to articulate that and to articulate that story, well, then people want to come and they want to be a part, not just customers,
sure,
but your employees.
Yeah, and not just for a paycheck.
And not just for a paycheck, and, although paychecks are good.
Yeah.
You're correct. It is much more than that. And people want to be a part of something where there's a vision for something.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, we're in this to do this together. But here's the problem. I shouldn't use word problem because
here's the opportunity, right? Here's the opportunity.
Here is the opportunity. You got to be real.
Yeah.
You just got to be real. And so from a standpoint of how do you create this strong identity? How do you really build this culture? Because a culture really is simply saying, this is how we do things around here. This is what we're all about. Well, when that comes from a place of authentic values and beliefs and an understanding of who we are and what we're trying to do, then it's a consistency. It creates this experience for the customer and for the employee. But, you know, the secret here is this. It doesn't happen by osmosis.
Right.
And it doesn't happen by accident. So what we try to do at ID Group, and again, a lot of these people will help even share some of their perspectives around this. What we try to say is this: your identity as an organization is intentional. You need to bring your team together. You need to talk about that. You need to engage them in this idea of who are we and what we do. And then equally important, we need to tell the story.
Yeah.
Right? Just like that's what you do. You give people a great opportunity here at Radio X, our business Radio X, to really tell their story to the marketplace. Because if you don't tell their story, as I say, people can't buy what they don't know about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's another side to it, and they won't buy what they don't feel compelled to buy.
Sure.
And people need to understand that you're more than a product or a service, because people lead with their heart and then look for the logic, right?
Yeah,
to justify whatever they're doing. I tell the story of my husband drives, he'll kill me for this, but my husband drives a Corvette. And I keep telling him he's either going to have to get a different kind of car or a younger wife.
Right.
I'm having a hard time getting out of that
get
Corvette.
In and out of it.
but the reality is this. I say, you know, you need a different kind of car.
Uh-huh.
You know, he says, no. It's got plenty of storage room. It gets really great gas mileage. But that's not why he buys that Corvette. And we know that he loves that Corvette. It's this emotional. That's his identity, you know, for it. So the same thing is true, I think, with any kind of things. People lead with their heart. And we as people in business, you know, it's got to be the analytical analysis of, you know, X and Y and how.
We've lost the human
piece of this. And business ultimately is about people. It is the people who are part of your business, and it is the people you need to connect with in order to build your business. So our work ultimately comes down to your success is all about engaging people and engaging their heart, engaging their belief systems, and then delivering, because you can't spin this stuff. And if you try to spin it,
it doesn't
work.
You're
going to lose.
So you're totally resonating in my wheelhouse, by the way. But
I saw your eyes.
Yeah, I know. They're glazing over with just angst.
As long as it was positive glazing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I think that's, again, one of the biggest things that's happened with me of leaving that sort of the world that I was in. And one, working for somebody else is different than working for yourself, right? And again, part of the awakening or just, you know.
No, it's awakening.
Let's go there.
It's transformative.
Absolutely.
It's transformative.
Okay. So part of my awakening was having to get real honest with myself and then either A, being okay with that part and accepting it and owning it and saying, you know what, that's me and you can just deal with it.
And
if you don't
like it,
you don't like it. Two was, I don't like that part about me. Let's do something to change it. Right. Or three, going, where the hell did that come from? Right. And through that, which I think is what happens with the way that you operate with your clients, is you have those conversations. And so now the business that is being built, that I'm building, and the legacy or empire that I want to leave for my kids and their kids and so forth, has come from such a more true, honest place that, number one, I don't have to push so hard because I know it's going to work because it's coming.
You're
from,
in it, right?
Yeah.
You're in the flow.
It's in my vortex. It's gonna work because it came from a true place of inspiration that was not clouded by greed, that wasn't clouded by just, you know, putting something out there to put something out there, but it's coming from a place that is from a human relation point. And a lot of what I've noticed with, especially with the nonprofits when we did that show, is that they were all operating from a place of truth. There were no closed doors. There were no things to hide. There were no, you know, bad habits that either A, weren't out there on the wall for everybody to see and judge, or they just weren't there because you're operating from a higher vibration. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. And I think it's easier when you do that.
Oh my gosh.
As a leader or as a person operating within the business, the clearer you can be about those things, the most important, the better you're going to do it. And like you said, the effort, you know, when you're
it's
not,
so much less.
Isn't it interesting? Yeah. It's
one, because I'm having fun and I'm not working, right?
Exactly. And I think one of the things that, the name of this radio program really encompasses what this is all about for us.
Yeah.
Core Dialogues means basically this. It's about talking from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's about talking from the sense of core values and beliefs and being okay with that. I think as business people, we have to give the world permission to say, you can be a great business person. Mm-hmm. You can be very, very successful, and you can be authentic.
Yeah. And you can be human.
And human.
And you can have mistakes, and you can have flaws.
Exactly.
And you can have weaknesses.
And be authentic about what you are and what you're doing and where you're going. And, you know, like I said, you still got to be good at what you do.
Yeah.
I mean, that still's got to come down to it. But that's what we're doing. All of the guests that you're going to see, you know, over the next several weeks will be people that I know, at least these first ones, are people who are friends of mine. They're people who I've known for sometimes up to 20 years. And I've watched them over the years be real.
Yeah.
I've watched them create great success, and they're bringing something positive to the world. I have a saying that I do believe brands can change the world.
I agree. Well, obviously. I mean, look, they have. Seriously, like what? Who doesn't know Coca-Cola?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And who doesn't know Apple?
Right.
Right? And who doesn't know, HP or Dell or any of these other large companies? The only people that don't, I think, grasp their head around some of that stuff would be my children. And that's only because they didn't grow up through the culture creation of it. But when I say Coca-Cola, they know what a Coca-Cola is.
I totally agree with you.
Brands and people change the world.
They do. And I think when I look at people, I was very fortunate in my development to work with people like Seventh Generation and Toms of Maine and some of these people, Patagonia, and research these people. So here's the truth. Everything that you're talking about is the secret of their success.
I believe it.
They came from a place of intention. They came from a place of saying, hey, we don't have to do this like everybody else. Now, you've got to remember when, like, Toms of Maine and
We're talking,
Ben and
what,
Jerry's,
late 70s, 80s?
80s. Yeah. They were the crazos, right?
Sure.
They were the people living on the fringes.
Bunch of hippies throwing stuff in ice cream.
making a whole lot of money.
Don't stop, by the way. It's good.
it is good. But from the standpoint of those people inspired me, right? So people often ask me, how did you get here?
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing? I mean, I was a documentary producer. I think you know that. And I worked at the University of West Florida as a broadcast journalism professor. And, you know, but then I saw that there was great opportunity in really helping to share the stories of these people who did some amazing things for the world. And I believe changed business. You know, they're not doing the things, even business today, is nowhere near what it was in the 1990s. So I think, you know, what we're hoping to do here is to really bring some interesting ideas to the table, some people who are doing some really cool things that maybe will spark, you know, the next kind of thought in people.
Yeah.
And maybe also give just a little permission that it's okay. It's okay to attack business differently. It's okay to be human. It's okay to say, hey, this is how I feel, and this is what I'm wanting to do with my life, or my business. This is the difference I want to make in the world. So we're really excited about it.
Can you do some name dropping? Do you have some people, confirmed that we know are coming?
Yeah. Some people that are coming, and one of the people I'm really excited with that really made a difference in Pensacola is one by the name of Wendy Steele. Wendy was the originator of Impact 100. And so her idea, of course, has spread across the country in the impact that women are having you know, across the country that are making a big difference.
Yeah.
Dave Schrader is another good friend of mine. He's from Out West, and Dave does a lot of work with Outward Bound leadership training and really doing what you talked about that you did on your own,
mm-hmm.
helping people and leaders get in touch with what they're all about and,
yeah.
And where they're
going. I didn't do it on my own, but I had some, but yeah, I got thrown into some things thinking they were one thing and turning out to be
absolutely.
Exactly that.
Absolutely. Well, it looks like we're just about out of time. I'm seeing some notes.
Some flags.
One person I really want to tell you about too, that I'm really excited about too, is actually a client of ours. His name is Lee Murphy. He's out of Chicago and has a company called Inspira Health. And they are doing some amazing work with helping people get healthy.
Yeah.
Not just physically healthy, mentally healthy,
yeah.
and spiritually healthy. And he's got an interesting change
right
process.
In my wheelhouse.
Oh, you're going to love this. You're going to love him. He is just amazing. So I think that we will, I think we're going to do some
I'm excited.
And we're going to have some fun. We're
yeah.
going to have some good conversations here. So Keith, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate you
this was cool.
I
never get to be on this
I
side.
I appreciate you holding my hand through this. So next week, I hope everybody will tune in and share what we're doing here with their family, their friends, their dogs, their cats, whoever
yeah,
they can get
yeah.
to hear what we have to say. But next week, we're going to have Rick Duke on. Rick is the director of the Center for Entrepreneurship here in Pensacola at the University of West Florida. He's got some amazingly cool ideas
yes.
around this idea of entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
You know about him.
Yes.
Entrepreneurship. And Rick is really helping organizations figure out how to nurture
And collaborate.
Yeah.
And
he's just, I've known him for years. He and I worked together when he was at the University of Southern Mississippi and has a background at Georgia Tech and just amazing, amazing guy. So he'll be here next week and we'll learn from him
awesome.
And be inspired by him. So that's pretty much it, Keith. Thank you for getting me through it.
Yeah, no
we
worries.
Made it.
This is awesome.
We made it. And again, we hope you'll tell all of your friends and family that about us. We want you to go to CoreDialogueRadio.com where you can listen to us live. And the new thing here, we're streaming video. So this is, I thought I was doing radio and all of a sudden I'm on television. So
You're famous now.
I'm famous or infamous. But anyway, really appreciate everybody listening to us. And remember, never underestimate the power of a good cup of coffee and great conversation. We'll see you next week.